You're listening to KAYT, 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Moses had an encounter on Mount Sinai, and this encounter was embrace him as he saw a burning bush, and the Lord was simply saying, I'm sending you to become a deliverer for my children of Israel. And then there was Abraham. He had an encounter on the verge of offering his son as a sacrifice. Yeah. Yeah. And a voice from the Lord said, do not hurt the lad. Yeah. There's a ram in the bush. The Lord will provide. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord is telling the world that his encounter with man has always been personal. In your space. Because he's in your space is the reason he can get our attention. And as I thought about this topic, I'm reminded of the words of Isaiah, where he said in that sixth chapter, in the year the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lifted up, exalted, with a train of his robe, filled the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two, he covered his face, and with two, he covered his feet, and with two, he flew. And one called out to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. It said, and the foundation and the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filled with smoke. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, stop, put a point right there. In the year that King Uzziah died, why did Isaiah think it was important to speak of the death of King Uzziah? King Uzziah was a great king of Judah. He was an inventor. He was like so many other kings, he was prosperous. In many ways, he had everything going for him as a king. He had his throne. Yeah. But something impacted his life, as it does anybody who lives on this face of the earth who has power. Yeah. Pride gets into the way. He had everything imaginable, everything at his disposal. He even had God on his side. But like every man who has power, pride always raises up his head. And because pride came upon him, he, like so many kings, stumbled. Was God revealing to King Uzziah, who was there as an earthly king, and was there in him something that he needed to wrestle with and move? Was there a king of kings that the Lord was trying to get in touch as Isaiah began to wrestle with this word. Was it that the Lord was seeking, God seeking something in Isaiah to allow his eyes to be open to reveal that the king here on earth, manly king, manly kings, cannot compare to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? No matter how prominent they are, no matter how much power they have, no matter how much authority they have, they are earthly kings. Isaiah had this visual encounter. And this visual encounter was a manifestation of the Lord. And a manifestation, my brothers and sisters, is an event, action, or object that clearly shows the embodiment of something. What Isaiah witnessed was the embodiment, that is, he could only describe in layman terms. And what this tells us is when we enter into the presence of the Lord, words cannot describe the Lord. There are no adjectives in our language that can do justice to who God is. Isaiah said he saw him in a vision sitting on a throne, high and mighty. And what that tells us is that there are no earthly thrones that can compare to his throne. Isaiah sees God upon his throne, and that throne is high and lifted up, not only above other thrones, but exceeding them to rule and command them. That's authority. There are no thrones or king or kingdoms that can compare to his kingdom. Then Isaiah saw, when we see him speaking, he saw not Jehovah, which is the essence of God, for no man has seen that or can see it, but Isaiah see Adonai, God's dominion. Isaiah saw the Lord Jesus Christ. And this vision is explained in John 12 and 41. Isaiah saw Christ's glory and spoke of him, which is an unquestionable proof of the divinity of our Lord and Savior. It is he who, after his resurrection, sat down at the right hand of God, and as he sat down, this is where he was before. Because in John 17 and 5, it states, "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." Before the world even existed, the Lord had authority and power with the Father. Before we were even thought about, before we even got here, before the creation of the world, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all had power, authority, dominion. Antioch, God had glory. And that glory we see transcends all generations. The Lord had glory with the Father before the world began. And then Isaiah said, seraphim angels fly around him crying, "Holy, holy, holy." Three times. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That should resonate with us because God is holy. Not only is he a holy God, but the Son is holy as well. Not only is the Son holy, but the Holy Spirit is holy. And what I love about that is that when you get linked up with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, which does the work in us, begin to do something uniquely in us, changing the way we are to the way the Lord desires for us to be. When we get a dose of the Holy Spirit, that means you are different, uniquely different, because the Lord is identifying you because you are now identifying with his Son. And when we are identified with his Son, we look just like his Son. The Lord God Almighty cannot see us the way we are because he sees his Son in us. And when he sees his Son in us, he sees the perfection of his Son. And when he sees the perfection in his Son, he sees the perfection in you and I. And when he sees the perfection in you and I, he sees you as holy and righteous. Secondly, angels have a personal encounter with God. Those that obey, and then there were those who disobeyed. But they all have encounters with God. Those that obeyed him are called angels. And then those that disobeyed are still angels, but they are fallen angels. Micah and Gabriel obeyed. They are still angels. But Lucifer, still an angel, fell. And when he fell, he became Satan. Lucifer disobeyed God. Lucifer was an angel who named me light barrier. And not only was he a light barrier, but he had the responsibility or the authority to usher in worship to God. Looked behind him and saw all of the angels. And he thought he had a crowd. And when he looked behind him, because he was ushering in the worship of God, he decided, I can be large and in charge. I can move God out of the way and they will worship me. I will ascend above the throne of God. But God had a personal encounter with Lucifer.